Nation. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Police in St. Louis have released new details in a deadly shooting this morning at a high school.
The two deceased victims were a 61-year-old white female and a 16-year-old black female. The shooter, according to Interim Chief Lieutenant Colonel Michael Sack.
Orlando Harris. He's a black male, 19 years of age, and graduated from the high school last year.
Police will not say how Harris got beyond locked doors into the school. Police are investigating the scene at the building as well as another location. The chief confirmed.
That is the suspect's residence.
Six others were wounded during the incident. They are all listed as stable. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The teen gunman accused in a deadly mass shooting at Oxford High School in Michigan has pled guilty. Ethan Crumbly was in court today and admitted he took the gun out of his backpack in a school bathroom, made sure it was loaded, and shot at students and staff. Crumbly faces up to life in prison when he's sentenced next year. On Florida's first day of early voting, a debate tonight between Governor Ron DeSantis and Democratic challenger Charlie Crist. DeSantis accusing Crist of being MIA during Hurricane Ian, saying he was in Puerto Rico.
And then when he got back, what did he do? His campaign was soliciting campaign contributions from storm victims. That is unacceptable.
Crist fired back.
The Friday night before it made landfall, he went to a football game. He was AWOL for almost 24 hours. Didn't encourage Lee County to evacuate. And as a result, 100 people lose their lives? That's not a good record. And that's not good leadership.
The debate on WPEC Sinclair Broadcast Group. The midterms are 15 days away. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A skydiver in Tennessee dies after a pre-football game jump.
The man was performing the jump into Davy Crockett High School football stadium before their game against Daniel Boone High School Friday. The skydiver was airlifted to the hospital and a moment of silence was held. The game started after a delay. Washington County School Superintendent Jerry Boyd said the skydiver was a beloved husband, father, and grandfather. Jump Tennessee said in a statement the 55-year-old worked with the company and had performed more than 1,500 jumps over decades.
Fox's Samantha Liebman. COVID-19 takes a backseat to a common respiratory virus now sweeping the country, especially in children.
An early season respiratory virus is surging in 33 states and spreading at unusually high rates among children. It's called respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, and it's pushing some children's hospitals to capacity. The RSV virus is mostly mild with cold-like symptoms, runny nose, cough, trouble breathing, sometimes wheezing and lethargy. But it can also cause bronchitis and pneumonia when the airways get clogged with mucus. CDC says children under the age of 5 are the most affected, especially those not exposed to respiratory viruses before, but adults over age 65 also at risk.
Fox's Therese Crowley. There's no vaccine for RSV, but medical professionals are saying everyone who is eligible should get a flu shot. Emmy-winning actor Leslie Jordan, whose southern drawl and versatility made him a comedy and drama standout on TV series, including Will and Grace and American Horror Story, has died. A representative for Jordan said in a statement, "The world is definitely a much darker place today without the love and light of Leslie Jordan." Jordan earned an unexpected new following in 2021 when he spent time during the pandemic lockdown near family in his hometown in Tennessee. He broke the sameness by posting daily videos of himself on Instagram. He was 67. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.